Hillary Clinton's nonprofit selling Hold Me in Contempt Until the Cows Come Home Apparel. By Jasmine Jordan on March 13, 2026. Hillary Clinton's political nonprofit is offering merchandise referencing contempt as the former Secretary of State recently testified before the House Oversight Committee during its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. On the shop page for Clinton's nonprofit organization, Onward Together, apparel, including hats, sweatshirts, and t-shirts bearing the phrase "Hold me into contempt until the cows come home," is currently available for purchase. The slogan references when members of the House Oversight Committee voted this year to recommend holding Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress as part of the panel's investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons had previously offered to provide sworn written statements rather than appear in person, but Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, insisted they testify live before the panel. The Oversight Committee's investigation expanded in 2025 following a bipartisan vote that authorized subpoenas targeting officials and figures connected to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. The Clintons ultimately agreed to testify under oath in February 2026 after the committee threatened contempt proceedings if they did not appear. During her testimony before lawmakers in New York, Clinton said she had no idea about their criminal activities and added that she did not recall ever encountering Mr. Epstein. She also stated she had never flown on his plane or visited his island home or offices and described Maxwell as someone she knew only casually, as an acquaintance. Yet, according to files released after the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act, Maxwell told the Justice Department that she played a very central role in helping establish the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, one of former President Bill Clinton's signature post-White House endeavors. Clinton has continued political activity through Onward Together, the nonprofit organization she launched in 2017 after losing the 2016 presidential election to Donald Trump. The group, structured as a 501c4, can raise funds without publicly disclosing donors, a type of political funding commonly known as dark money. She criticized the influence of dark money during her presidential campaign and called for a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, which cleared the way for nonprofits to spend unlimited sums of money through the 501c4 designation. During the 2016 presidential race, her campaign sold pink woman card plastic cards after then-candidate Donald Trump remarked she was playing the woman card to win the presidency. In 2022, Clinton sold coffee mugs mocking her acid-washed email server after scrubbing roughly 33,000 emails from the private server she used during her tenure as Secretary of State. The State Department later confirmed that 7 email chains contained in 22 documents totaling 37 pages were being denied in full after they were upgraded at the request of the intelligence community because they contained a category of top-secret information. Former FBI Director James Comey said the handling of the emails amounted to even extreme sloppiness, but added such cases are typically handled through administrative discipline rather than criminal prosecution. More recently, Clinton promoted merchandise responding to renovations to the White House ordered by President Donald Trump, encouraging supporters to purchase items such as hats, coasters, and stickers bearing the phrase "Not his house, our house."